True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
To remember the legacy of Charlie Kirk, and we also remember, of course, 9/11, and we are waiting for the press conference from authorities on the hunt for Charlie's assassin. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Buddy of mine who I first met on the flight to the RNC, although we had been at various different political things together over the years. Matt Lamorgese is the chairman of the Philadelphia Young Republicans and the national committee man for the Pennsylvania Young Republicans. He joins me now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Matt, I'm saying your name the correct Italian way, Lamorgese, to make sure we honor our Italian heritage. How are you today, buddy?
I'm great. How are you? I only wish we were getting together today on better circumstances.
Me too. And I wanted to talk to you because you are obviously as the head of the Young Republicans and Charlie Kirk and his impact on young Republicans, young conservatives. Give us the perspective of that from you and your organization.
The perspective is that Charlie was an absolute champion of conservative values. Charlie was, a person who went into these college campuses, these progressive bastions at this point.
Matt, hang on a second. We're getting a little bit of an echo. We're going to see if we can fix that real quick. Justin, can we address the echo? All right. As we do that, just by the way, I just want to mention that the FBI has recovered a high-powered rifle in a wooded area. They're investigating footprints and other imprints as we're awaiting the press conference from authorities to try to figure out now what details they can tell us regarding the assassin of Charlie Kirk. All right. Let's try that again. Go ahead, Matt.
Okay. Rich, can you hear me?
It's a little bit of an echo. I'll tell you what, we're gonna disconnect. We'll try to get you back on the phone. How about we do that, and we'll see if we can do that. Let's go ahead with that. In the meantime, images show a possible shooter on the roof, and we believe now that that's where the shooter was, on the roof. And the issue with that, of course, is that this person may have been well-trained and may have been planning this for quite some time, might have cased the roof on several different occasions in the past. And the video footage they have of the person might have been also something from the past as well. They say they have good video of the gunman at the moment. They're not saying they're going to release it. They have released a photo of the gunman. We'll also, and I'm not going to do that before the press conference in case any information changes, but certainly if during the course of the press conference with authorities, if it seems as if the the image holds, we'll certainly release that for you and see if we can get any help with that. The problem is that they've already had two different persons of interest, and they had to let both of those people go because they were not the right people. And obviously, as you can imagine, when something like that occurs, it's very frustrating for authorities. It also places the people in jeopardy. And both of the individuals who were considered to be persons of interest, well, at least one of them, the authorities said that there were death threats around that person. There were other people who had come after them. And they asked to please not do that because we have an investigation here. And we may bring in people who are persons of interest who didn't do anything. And we have to respect the process here and certainly not make any accusations against people until we have more evidence. Okay, Matt's back here, chairman of the Philadelphia Young Republicans and national committee man for the Pennsylvania Young Republicans. Matt, thanks for coming back on. So you started to say the impact that Charlie had on young people, young Republicans, college Republicans. Tell us about that.
Yeah, absolutely, Rich. You know, he was a champion of the conservative movement. He took, our values, conservative Republican values, and really brought them to a generation of young people by going into these college campuses, which really are these areas where the woke radical agenda, the woke radical ideology of the left is so prevalent. And he presented an alternative to a generation of young people. And I think that you see the impact that he's had in the results that we had last year. I mean, I think that Charlie Kirk as an individual had a material impact on the success that Republicans had last year.
You know, Matt, it's remarkable to think about how he started Turning Point USA I think it was 18 when he started it. And it grew into this massive organization. That in and of itself is remarkable, that somebody would start what is ultimately a small business and then grow it to be to the kind of scale where you have the president of the United States bestowing upon you posthumously the Presidential Medal of Freedom. I mean, that in and of itself is remarkable.
Absolutely. Funny enough, I was a college Republican at the time that Charlie was starting Turning Points. So, he and I have kind of moved along in this world parallel to one another. And it was very interesting to see just what you're describing, how it went from this grassroots sort of campus-centric organization, and it became the powerhouse that you just described, where the president calls upon him, where he was a major player in the in the election.
When you were a college Republican, and I think this is something that probably Charlie Kirk had to deal with, it's the name calling. People call you a fascist and they call you all kinds of names. And so for a lot of young people, they don't want to get involved politically. They just would rather stay out of it because they don't want to have some crazy lefty come up and scream in their face. I think part of what Charlie Kirk did so effectively, Matt, was he would go and provide solace for other like-minded people to say, hey, you're not alone here.
Absolutely. And, not only show them that they're not alone, but I mean, he created these impromptu communities on the campus. He had these events. He came. I mean, you saw it was, unfortunately, an event that he was doing yesterday. He shows up with a tent and a microphone and answers questions. And you see that the turnout that he would get. So, he created these impromptu conservative communities in addition to that, and in addition to showing people how to respond to the irrational screaming, the calling someone a fascist, the rhetoric that you get from the left, particularly on these campuses.
How important is it for young people to stay active and involved? And how important is it for people who are, say, my generation, to rely upon young people to organize and get active and help with get out the vote and all the other activities that are essential for Election Day?
It's incredibly important. You know, there's a lot of talk, you know, particularly among the older generations about the future. But the problem is the future is now. So if you're not constantly cultivating young people, bringing them in, getting them politically active, allowing them to get involved, at some point you're going to run into a situation where people are retiring and stepping away, and we don't have a generation of people who are prepared to fill in their shoes. So it's a constant process of either expansion or you risk imploding on yourself.
Matt, as the head of the YRs for Philadelphia and as a national committee man for the Pennsylvania Young Republicans, tell us about these organizations and what you guys do and how you help.
Sure. So, our ultimate goal, of course, is to support Republican candidates for office, to support our candidates, to support our elected officials, in grassroots activities. But it's also to bring people together. So, you know, our goal is to grow our organizations as big as physically possible. And the way we do that in Philadelphia is through social events, through, we talked last year about some of the events that we did in the fall around the election. And we'll be doing those again next year, supporting Stacey Garrity and supporting, you know, Representative White and their election efforts. But it's about bringing people together, keeping in mind that goal of electing Republicans to public office.
And you do a lot of social events.
We do.
And I think that's good. I think it's good to bring people together who are like-minded to be able to be able to be social together and have a beer and just kind of know that there's other people who think like they do.
It's that, and it's also just showing people that, again, that they, you know, I talk so much about it, that there is this community here, and I think it's of particular importance in a place like Philadelphia, where we are outnumbered, you know, 7-1 or whatever the number might be at the current moment. It's important to show people, hey, even though we're outnumbered, there is a community of people here who think like you, and you know, you have a place where you can go and meet with people who share your beliefs and share your values.
Matt, if people want to get involved with the YRs and help out, or with the Young Republicans in Pennsylvania, what's the best way to connect with you?
Well, we're on all social media platforms. You can find us, Philadelphia Young Republicans, on Instagram, on X, on Facebook. We have a website, phillyyr.com, where you can sign up for our emails. That's the best way to do it. All of the above. Everywhere on there we share all of our upcoming events and all updates across the platforms.
Well, listen, thanks for making time today, my friend. I appreciate it. Matt Lamorghese. Follow Matt on X at Matt_Lamorghese, LAMORGESE. I'm saying it the proper Italian way to say it. And give make sure Bacchetto's working, will you? Make sure he's actually like doing something productive.
It's funny you say that because, you know, my boss, George Bacchetto, asked me to remind you that I'm actually the brains of this operation.
I have no doubts about that. Is he going to co-host with me on Columbus Day? Did you ask him?
He is. I did. And he's very excited to do it.
Okay, good. Excellent. Just remind him that it's Columbus Day and not Indigenous Peoples Day. I know George sometimes forgets.
I'll be sure to make sure to remind him.
Matt, thanks, buddy. We'll talk soon, okay?
Thank you, Rich. I'll talk to you soon.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I want to play another clip for you. This is, let's see here now, if I could share this with you. Charlie Kirk on how he wanted to be remembered. This is a flashback. He was asked the question. This is Cut 21. How would you want to be remembered? It's hard to believe now at 31 years old we're remembering him. Cut 21.
How do you want to be remembered?
If I die?
Everything just goes away. How would you, if you could be associated with one thing, how would you want to be remembered?
I want to be remembered for courage for my faith. That would be the most important thing. Most important thing is my faith in my life.
Pretty amazing. He also discussed the importance of having civil conversations and reasonable disagreement where violence is not an option, and why it is that if you stop talking to people things begin to break down. And I think there's a lot of wisdom in this. I mean, this is a man who, you know, a young man who had wisdom well beyond his years. Well beyond his years. Because even somebody decades older than him could learn to listen from this and gain some actual real life guidance from just this alone. Cut 22.
Popping. Really bad stuff sucks.
When you start it over for me, Justin. When you stop talking is what he says at the beginning. Go ahead.
Popping. Really bad stuff sucks. When marriages stop talking, divorce happens. When civilization stops talking, civil war ensues. When you stop having a human connection with someone you disagree with, it becomes a lot easier to want to commit violence against that group. What we as a culture have to get back to is being able to have a reasonable disagreement where violence is not an option.
Reasonable disagreement where violence is not an option. Exactly right. We'll have one of our college Republicans on the show a little bit later, the head of the college Republicans at Penn. But NBC News 10, to their credit last night, did a report on this of college-age Republicans on campuses in and around Philadelphia reflecting on why they were drawn to Charlie Kirk. Cut 26.
Same questions that I think a lot of the world still has is, you know, who, why, kind of are initial and still present.
Mia Antonacci reflecting Wednesday evening as Charlie Kirk is shot dead. Antonacci is president of the College Republicans at Penn.
One of the kind of main reasons that I think a lot of people feel super drawn to him is he's literally meeting students where they are. There is no more direct way to talk to students, to engage in discourse, to educate, to disagree civically and in a respectful manner than literally coming to your college campus.
The college campus Wednesday where Kirk, the influential conservative activist, was shot at was at Utah Valley University. Penn junior Ireland Gorecki says she first learned about Kirk years ago online.
It was always the same kind of sound bites of him answering a question from a student. And that really incited something in me to learn how to debate these hard questions.
That, according to the Philadelphia Young Republicans chairman, is part of the powerhouse Kirk embodied, crediting the 31-year-old for bringing the younger generation to the Republican Party.
You know, you have these students who are on these campuses where everything that they hear is from the perspective of one side. So to have somebody come in and challenge that, I think was refreshing for a lot of people as well.
Kirk's death comes in an atmosphere of growing threats and violence against political figures on both sides of the aisle. From the attempted assassination of President Trump last year, arson at Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro's home in April, to lawmakers shot in Minnesota.
We all need to focus on our rhetoric. We need our elected leaders to be clear that political violence is always wrong. And we need to focus on access. And people who are dangerous shouldn't have access to firearms.
At Penn, organization members we spoke with say there is some concern with any future public events, but
one of the gut reactions I just had to remind myself is fear is not from God. And as a Christian, I feel like that's something that I've always embodied, and I can't live my life continuing to be in fear.
There's no doubt that the impact he had is something that will last for an incredibly, incredibly long time. In terms of his death, and again, we're waiting for this press conference from authorities. Was the shooter an amateur or not? We don't know. CNN intelligence analyst John Miller, cut 27, was suggesting that the shooter was not an amateur. Now, there's a lot of conspiracy theories out there, obviously. I'm going to try to not swim in that pool at this moment, but I'm waiting patiently for authorities to give us some details. I think we all are. This is Cut 27.
On this is someone who was a planner.
And, John, also what stood out to me from what we heard from officials earlier was they said it was a single shot that was fired. It wasn't multiple shots in Charlie Kirk's direction. They said it was about 200 yards away from where he was sitting under that tent. What does that tell you about the person's familiarity with firearms?
That tells you that the person is not new to shooting, that they understood exactly what type of long rifle to bring, what kind of optics in terms of scopes and sights to have on that, what the windage was that might affect a shot from that distance. This is someone who knew exactly what they were doing and is probably known to others, and this may be working to the advantage of law enforcement, as someone who has a long history in shooting. This wasn't an amateur.
Well, hopefully we'll get some answers. That is the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Dr. Mike is all about care and commitment. These other chain dental offices out there, they care about one thing, money. Dr. Mike cares about making sure you have the absolute best smile possible. That's what he stands for. That's what he delivers. Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com, coming right back.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
All right. We're awaiting the press conference here from authorities, and hopefully that'll happen soon. President Trump spoke today at the Pentagon on the 24th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks. And obviously, this being 9/11, we will remember that as well. We're kind of twofold today, right? Remembering Charlie Kirk and remembering 9/11 as well. I hate to give the New York Yankees much credit, but they deserve credit for honoring Charlie Kirk yesterday at the game. The president's on his way to the Yankee game now. We'll chat about that in a second. But I want to play some of the president today as he spoke at the Pentagon, the 24th anniversary of September 11th, at this ceremony early this morning. This is the president, cut number two.
And in New York and in the skies over Pennsylvania, Americans did not hesitate. They stood on their feet. And they showed the world that we will never yield, we will never bend, we will never give up, and our great American flag will never, ever fail. That terrible morning 24 years ago, time itself stood still. The laughter of school children fell silent. The rush of our traffic came to an absolute halt. And for 2,977 innocent souls and their families, the entire world came crashing down so suddenly. In the quarter of a century since those acts of mass murder, 9/11 family members have felt the weight of missed birthdays and empty bedrooms, journals left unfinished and dreams left unfulfilled. To every member that still feels a void every day of your lives, the First Lady and I unite with you in sorrow. And today, as one nation, we renew our sacred vow that we will never forget September 11th, 2001.
The president also talked about if you attack the United States of America, we will find you. Cut number three.
Years that followed, America's warriors avenged our fallen and sent an unmistakable message to every enemy around the world. If you attack the United States of America, we will hunt you down and we will find you. Go all over this sometimes magnificent earth. We will crush you without mercy and we will triumph without question. That's why we named the former Department of Defense the Department of War. It will be different.
Secretary of War Pete Hegseth spoke today, and this is cut number four.
24 years ago, Islamist terrorists massacred nearly 3,000 innocent American lives in New York City, Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and right here at the Pentagon. The building you see behind me, the War Department, was targeted in an act of savage evil. And today on these hallowed grounds, we gather to honor those victims and heroes with the resolve to never forget. We gather to pay tribute to the first responders who charged into the flames and up the stairs, to those trapped on planes fighting their final fight, and to the families whose lives were forever altered by that fateful day.
I think about the Travis Manning Foundation today. I think about Travis. I think about all the great warriors who signed up after 9/11 because they wanted to go serve their country. Cut five.
An entire generation of warriors stepped forward, willing to pay the ultimate price to exact retribution and secure our country. Forged in the crucibles of Afghanistan and Iraq, we stood watch in distant lands on dangerous missions, often in retrospect, nebulous missions, all to secure our people and so we could live in peace. War is an enduring aspect of the human condition, a tool that, when wielded wisely, ruthlessly punishes enemies intent on terrorizing or subjugating our nation. War must not become a mere tool for global social work, eager to risk American blood and treasure for utopian fever dreams.
One of the other interesting things about this particular year is that what Catherine Herridge has come out with and what we talked to Brett Eagleson earlier about today is that we're learning more and more about Saudi Arabia's role in 9/11 and Saudi Arabia's role in the terrorist attacks and what they've done. Now, it's a very lengthy examination of all this. And I want to share some of it with you because it's important and I don't want to let this go. And it's the kind of thing where if you don't keep talking about it, then it'll just get buried. So Catherine Herridge, I mean, would she have ever been able to do this if she was still at CBS News? Who knows? Probably not. You leave these corporate media giants and you start to do your own thing. You do your digging and come up with some really remarkable stuff. So I played one clip earlier with Brett Eagleson. But I want to play another clip for you of Catherine Herridge. This is part number two of her report. They confirm that the FBI is aware of the investigation. It challenges the timeline surrounding the 9/11 attacks and this idea of an advance team that and the Bureau is now saying they're welcoming tips and information from the 9/11 family. So this is huge progress, too, because they were acting like, oh, this is insane. This never could have happened. Stop it. Well, now suddenly they're turning around and they're saying, we're open for tips. We want to hear from you. That's good. That's great progress. It really is. It's really great progress. This is now cut number eight. Go ahead.
As someone who investigated 9/11, do these records move the timeline?
They do. I think that really moves the timeline back significantly 2 to 3 years
to when the support network actually got on the ground here in the United States.
Bill Evanina is the former director of the National Counterintelligence and Security Center. He spent 24 years at the FBI and investigated 9/11.
The FBI says they may have served as an advance team for the 9/11 hijackers.
I think based upon these documents and the videos, I think it's pretty clear that they were here for that particular reason. The question would be, at whose behest? Was it from the Saudi government, or were they working for Al-Qaeda directly, just happened to be Saudi employees?
Filmed 2 years before the 9/11 terrorist attacks, the video shows these Saudi government employees, Mutaib al-Sudairi behind the wheel, the other, Adil Muhammad al-Sudan, hiding behind a roadmap. Along with a third Saudi, they filmed Washington, D.C. landmarks, later identified by Al-Qaeda terrorists as potential 9/11 targets.
The declassified record states the FBI assesses that the two Saudis may still maintain ties to Al-Qaeda. Sounds like the two Saudis had long-standing ties to Al-Qaeda.
Sounds very clear to me that they still possess, which means they once did possess.
Exclusive reporting in declassified intelligence and law enforcement records reveal the Saudi government employees, Sudan and Sudairi, may have served as an advance team to vet those who would later assist hijackers in Southern California. The explosive lead was buried in thousands of pages of once secret government records.
We asked you to review these declassified documents. Are they significant documents?
I think they are. I think they're really predate what we've known about 9/11 and the support networks domestically here in the U.S. for the hijackers.
Based on these new records and some of the video evidence, is there enough here to draw a direct connection between 9/11 and the Saudi government?
I think we're closer. I think it's clear that we now have individuals who came here prior to 9/11 who were official Saudi employees. Now, were they official Saudi employees working on behalf of this plot, or they were also Saudi employees and also serving the needs of Al-Qaeda?
Are the
And these are the questions. These are the questions that we got to figure out. These are the questions we got to understand. She also talked about that the FBI is looking into all of these things. Two Saudi government employees may have served as an advance team. Cut number nine.
Serving the needs of Al-Qaeda.
Are the two Saudis overlooked key players in the 9/11 plot?
I think that's a good question. I think these two individuals who are now named provide new investigative leads for the FBI and our intelligence services to go back and put some more pieces together in this really complicated puzzle.
It took nearly two decades and pressure from the 9/11 families who are suing Saudi Arabia over the terrorist attacks for these highly secretive government records to be declassified. Investigators for the families found evidence Sudan and Sudairi arrived in Southern California in December 1998, 13 months before the first two hijackers also landed in Los Angeles, later receiving financial assistance, obtaining driver's licenses, living quarters, spiritual guidance, and locating flight schools.
Based on the declassified records, what did the alleged Saudi advance team do?
I think these records clearly depict not only the advance team coming here in the United States, but setting up shop, coordinating with imams on the West Coast and on the East Coast, facilitating the care and feeding and housing of the hijackers.
The hijackers, many of them did not speak English, had never been to the United States before. Could they have lived under the radar without this support network?
I highly doubt it. If you were going to initiate this type of sophisticated plot, you don't even want to take that chance. So it was critically needed to have a support network here.
The intelligence reports include phone and financial analysis, interviews, and travel patterns, concluding Sudan and Sudairi lived at the same address in San Diego where the hijackers would later stay.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here as we continue on the show today. I want to tell you about Bob's Little Sports Shop, my great friends at Bob's, and an incredible event they have coming up. Well, this is really, really exciting. September 27th, it is their Guys and Gals co-ed shooting event. That is right. Coming up, September 27th. You're going to love it. You're going to love the great people at Bob's. I've told you before, Bob's is the place to go. You can have events there, bachelor parties, bachelorette parties, corporate events. You can have it all there at Bob's. And they have individual instructors who are there to help you every step of the way. Men instructors, women instructors, Now, you don't need any experience. There's no experience necessary. You don't need a firearms ID card. All you got to do is just show up and have some fun, and you'll learn a lot, too. That's the best part about Bob's. Bob'sLittleSportsShop.com. Now, for years, I've loved Bob's, and I've always wanted them to sponsor the show because I loved Bob's poems. I love how he would come on and he would read those poems and he would talk about freedom and talk about liberty. And I just thought it was outstanding and fantastic. So what I would love for you to do is I would love for you to go to Bob'sLittleSportsShop.com and figure out how you could do it a great event with the team at Bob's. They'll answer all your questions for you. Of course, no alcohol or drugs permitted on site. Amazing selection of firearms. And you got to learn how to protect yourself and you got to learn how to be safe. That's what Bob's will do for you, and Bob's will help you plan something really, really special. And mark down September 27th for that guys and gals co-ed shooting event. Just go to Bob'sLittleSportsShop.com. They're right on Delcy Drive in Glassboro. Great people, incredible selection of firearms, firearms range. You'll learn how to protect yourself and your family. Bob'sLittleSportsShop.com. This ad sponsored by Bob's Little Sports Shop.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
John Wayne. Gives you chills, doesn't it? Gives you chills. Great to have you with us today. Appreciate it very, very much. Jack Cittarelli is going to be here at 5 o'clock. Hopefully the next governor of New Jersey. We'll talk to him at 5. I'm excited to chat with him. And that'll be great to have Jack join the show. I'm really looking forward to that at 5 o'clock today. I want to continue with Catherine Herridge's report. I left off, I believe, at cut number 9, so we're going to go to cut number 10 as she continues here trying to get to the bottom of Saudi Arabia's role. You know, I remember many, many, many years ago talking about the missing pages of the 9/11 report, or actually not missing, but the pages of the 9/11 report that were still classified and what they were hiding with the 9/11 report. So Catherine Herridge here. This is cut number 10. Take a listen.
San Diego, where the hijackers would later stay. Other common links include Fahad Al-Thumairi, a well-known figure at the King Fahd Mosque in Los Angeles, reputed to be an Islamic fundamentalist. American cleric Anwar al-Awlaki. He became a major al-Qaeda leader after 9/11 and was killed in a CIA drone strike. As well as this Saudi, the FBI said there's a 50-50 chance he had advanced knowledge of 9/11.
Omar al-Bayoumi, what was his role?
I think he was clearly the fixer, the facilitator, the leader of this potential surveillance cell. And I think the two Saudis came here to vet him.
After helping Saddam and Sudairi in Southern California, Bayoumi sent letters to Saudi government officials. Bayoumi said of the men, there is complete cooperation and advanced coordination.
What does that tell you?
I think they are exactly what they say they are. I think they send those messages back to the leaders who need to know that the facilitation of the support network in California is strong and it's workable, and there's coordination of the key people that need to make this work.
Bayoumi was arrested about 10 days after 9/11 in Birmingham, England. His records and videos were seized, including a February 2000 welcome party for two hijackers in San Diego. Some of the most compelling evidence that challenges the official 9/11 narrative was shared by British authorities with the 9/11 families, not by the U.S. government.
Are any hijackers in this video?
There are two hijackers appear in this video.
One hijacker can be seen in the kitchen. Bayoumi instructs the videographer not to film one side of the room. This caught Evanina's attention.
You see, don't film here. And he's motioning
to the left side of the room.
So as an investigator, what does that tell you?
He wants these people seen in the video for sure, and absolutely nobody on that side of the video.
Later, the videographer slips up and captures the other side of the room.
So they're having the meal, and then the videographer pulls up at one point and gets the other side of the room by accident. Okay.
Wow, look at that.
Right?
This man is identified in court records as a Saudi government religious official, Mohammed al-Qahtani.
What's the significance?
Very significant. It's another direct tie to an actual employee of the Saudi government in the welcoming party for two soon-to-be hijackers. That's a big deal.
That's information that would have been relevant to the 9/11 commission.
These videos were obtained in the fall of 2001. Those videos should have been provided to the 9/11 commission.
In April 2001, 5 months before the attacks that killed nearly 3,000 Americans, in New York City, at the Pentagon, and in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, two hijackers traveled from Arizona to Virginia. Investigators for the 9/11 families developed this map and allege the hijackers passed through Oklahoma and Missouri, where the same two Saudi government employees were assigned. In Missouri.
It's remarkable to think that so much of this was happening right under their nose. And then, as Brett Eagleson said, the FBI, Robert Mueller, had this information, and then it all just poof went away. Right? I mean, isn't that something? It just went away. They had all this information and then gone. Now, look, we were obviously protecting Saudi Arabia. There's no doubt in my mind about that. We're protecting Saudi Arabia because of their position in the Middle East, because of oil. I have no doubts. I think Brett Eagleson knows that. I think we all know that. I think the question, though, is now that so much time has gone by, can we move on now to getting the answers, still having a good relationship with Saudi Arabia? As he pointed out, the guy in charge now was 15 when it happened. So can we please now get answers, move on from all this? But there are a lot of people who can't move on until the truth is known and the truth comes out. But I'll tell you one thing the FBI can do right now is the FBI can figure out what the FBI back then covered up. I think that'd be a great thing for Kash Patel to do. I think Kash Patel would do us all a gigantic service if he could possibly now let us know, since Robert Mueller is not a friend, it would be a great service to America, to all of us, if we can figure out what Robert Mueller covered up, what Robert Mueller and his crew covered up. Let's get to the bottom of it. Let's get to the truth. Figure it out. Finally, Catherine Herridge is reporting with the FBI and what they've learned, and so much of this with these Saudi hijackers. Cut number 11.
Same two Saudi government employees were assigned. In Missouri, Sudairi had lived with a known key communications specialist for al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden.
I believe those two locations in Oklahoma and Missouri were check-in spots where they had to check in with trusted people who helped facilitate their arrival to make sure they were on the right path and going in the right direction and if they needed any more assistance on the way.
And there is another 9/11 connection. These Saudi government employees videotaped Washington, D.C. landmarks in June 1999.
Does that look like a tourist video?
It's clearly not a tourist video. It was very specific with intent of not only the visualization on multiple sides of the building, but also the security detail.
About the same time, Osama bin Laden developed an initial list of targets for the plot, including the White House and U.S. Capitol, the same sites filmed by the Saudis.
As a trained investigator, what significance do you place on the video?
I think the video really adds value to the fact that there was thought and mindset of potential targets years ahead of the actual event in 9/11. I think that really elongates the time frame.
We've got new leadership now here in Washington. What can the new director of the FBI do?
I think this is an opportunity for the FBI, the CIA, and the administration, for that matter, to go and be the most stalwart supporters of the 9/11 families and then deal directly with the Saudi government for access to these individuals. And I think this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. It might not come again, but I think all the stars have aligned to be able to put that request into the Saudi government.
And get some answers from the Saudi government. Get some answers from the Saudi government and give people like Brett Eagleson peace and everybody who wants to get answers, to give them some closure and some peace as well. And I think that we could all benefit from that. No doubt about that. We could all benefit from that. Obviously, the other big story we're talking about today is Charlie Kirk and remembering Charlie Kirk and trying to get some answers into what happened here. And we've been hoping that we would get this press conference from authorities. I'm hopeful that maybe that they keep delaying it because we're really going to get some answers here into this suspect. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke to Harris Faulkner today about Charlie Kirk and his love of Israel and the fact that he was a big supporter of Israel. It was very, very moving, actually, to hear from Netanyahu talk about this and his legacy of this. Cut number 29.
He was a defender of our common Judeo-Christian civilization. He was unbelievably excited to walk in the footsteps of Jesus here. He valued our bond, the bond between America and Israel. He did so many things to defend free speech. He had his truth. He stood up for it. But he said, you can come and debate me. He invited that debate. He certainly didn't invite the violence, the horrible violence that tried to silence him. And, you know, this is a worldwide problem. The people on the extremes, the Islamists, the radical Islamists, and their union with the ultra-progressives, they often speak about human rights, they speak about free speech, but they use violence to try to take down their enemies, whether it's President Trump, who's been almost assassinated twice, or, you know, they try to kill me here, too.
Yeah. Very, really important stuff. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll have the next governor of New Jersey, hopefully, on the show with us, Jack Cittarelli. We'll get his thoughts on 9/11. We'll get his thoughts on all the issues of the day. This is coming to be a very, very close race. By the way, don't forget Politics and Pints with our special guest, Navy SEAL, former Navy SEAL, best-selling author Jack Carr, Monday, October 13th, 7:30 p.m., the Zlock Performing Arts Center, Bucks County Community College in Newtown, PA. We're going to sit down for an incredible discussion about Jack's latest thriller, Cry Havoc. It's going to be amazing because, you know, this one is really unique because not only is it about James Reese, but it's about his dad, Tom Reese. And it takes place in Vietnam. But we'll talk about all the issues of the day. He knew Charlie Kirk well. God only knows by then what issues we'll be talking about. And Jack Carr is a great guy, and he's got a great perspective on everything. Loves the Constitution. But here's the only thing you got to be aware of is the fact that there are going to be a lot of his fans who want to come to an event. Because Every time Jack Carr comes to a city, people want to come see him. So if you're thinking about going, pull the trigger and get your tickets now by going to 1210WPHG.com and do it now. Because otherwise you're going to miss out on the seats because of the Jack Carr people. I don't want you to miss out. So do that now. 1210WPHG.com. It's our Politics and Pints, the Zlock Performing Arts Center, October 13th, 7:30 p.m. 1210WPHG.com. Do it today.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.